Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Let's move on. There's speculation that the GAA is set to buy RTE out of its 50% share of the streaming service GAA Go. The Irish Examiner is reporting that the association has decided to retain the rights for two championship packages that it made available for tender earlier this year. Let's get more on this now from John Fogarty, GAA correspondent with the Irish Examiner. John, this is your story and you're writing about it today. There's been lots of controversy around GAA Go this past year, and you're reporting that talks for RTE to be bought out of their stake, that they're underway. Tell us what you've heard is happening.
Yes, Claire, good morning. My understanding at this stage now is that the GAA have made an offer to RTE to buy its 50% share of the streaming service GAA Go. As you mentioned there yourself, Claire, there has been controversy over the last couple of years, certainly with RTE's association with a pay-per-view service, especially with large, major, significant Munster championship, hurling championship games going behind a paywall. And obviously politicians have criticised the move and the public have come out and condemned it too in some circumstances. But the fact of the matter is, Claire, it is very lucrative. Revenue for 2023 was 5.23 million euro, so it is a very successful enterprise by RTE and GAA, and it's got to the stage now where the GAA want to take it over and have made that approach.
Mm-hmm. And if you were RTE in this deal, you'd be looking to get value out of it if you were to sell. But like, what is the upside apart from a big purchase price from the for RTE if they were to sell? Because the ongoing profits from this are likely to be significant.
They are. There's no question about that. But you would imagine, considering the criticism that has been levelled at the GAA and RTE over the last couple of years, that RTE may feel, aside from getting some money out of this, that it could save them or spare them a third consecutive year of controversy and criticism around the May-June time when these games have been put on the pay-per-view service.
Mm-hmm. And there's a bit more to this now for the GAA. I mean, there's talk in your piece today about the GAA developing it more from the current GAA Go model into something more like its own TV service.
Yeah, that's, again, we have to understand there's going to be an outlay here. If RTE agreed to this approach by the GAA, Claire, you would imagine there's going to be quite an outlay in terms of production and what have you. But the GAA had been exploring prior to the pandemic the idea of establishing a studio in Croke Park, basically on the Hogan Stand side. If you can picture it yourself, just across from the hotel where the old Elvery's shop used to
yes.
be. That's what they had been looking at that prior to the pandemic, but now that could be come back off the back burner, so to speak, and that could now be a means of basically producing their own online their online productions and in terms of developing basically putting in their own production company, basically.
Right, because I mean there would have been a school of thought that the GAA needed the expertise in RTE to put these games together, to broadcast them, to be partners in GAA Go. Are you hearing that they have made a call now, perhaps, that they can go and do this on their own?
I think that is the case, Claire, but obviously they will need subcontractors, and there's no question about that. But they've done the sums, they've run the numbers and realised, you know, this is something that they can take on. Obviously, they lost Sky Sports a couple of years ago, and obviously there was a drop in their commercial revenue, certainly in their broadcast revenue, as a result of that. And now with GAA Go, with the help of RTE, they have been making up that number inch by inch. But now they want to take this on and believe this is going to be a very lucrative means for them to get back that money.
Mm-hmm. So if RTE agreed to sell out their stake, there would be a rebrand as well. The GAA Go brand might go.
Yeah, there is some debate about that, Claire. At the moment, my understanding is, my sources tell me that, and there's some debate about that. You know, GAA Go is certainly not toxic, not in my opinion anyway. I think it's extremely good value for money. But there might be a feeling that if RTE are to depart from this joint venture, that it might be an opportune time to give it a new name.
So that decision that was made by the GAA over the championship rights packages that they'd put out for tender in August. We know TG Cahir made a bid, but then the GAA decided to keep the rights for themselves. Do you think all of that points to this potential deal?
I do, Claire, and that is the GAA did confirm that last night to ourselves, that they are retaining, GAA is retaining those two packages as much as they did put them out last August. So it looks like it's, you know, under what name, we don't know, but you would imagine this pay-per-view service will be promoting its season tickets in the coming weeks. The fly in the ointment here, Claire, might be the fact that the outgoing minister, Catherine Martin, had looked for two of the remaining All-Ireland football quarterfinals to be made free to air. As things stand, All-Ireland finals, All-Ireland semi-finals are free to air statutorily. This could be the fly in the ointment, because one of those packages includes two of those All-Ireland quarterfinals. Mm-hmm. So it remains to be seen what her successor thinks of that.
Yeah, well, you reminded us there earlier, you know, about Micheál Martin saying he'd huge concerns about the games being chosen to show on GAA Go. The Taoiseach Simon Harris called for the major GAA games to be made free to air. Is that something now that the GAA would oppose if this deal were to go ahead, that there would be more free to air games? Or are you saying that they would all now be part of this, whether it's GAA Go or GAA TV service?
That is that's the question. That's the $64,000 question, Claire. But at this moment in time, we all know that RTE has the media rights packages for the main games at the business end of the championships. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. They have to be free to air. But at the same time, there are huge games, I mentioned earlier, the Munster Senior Hurling Championship games, which are very attractive. And those games, I would imagine, are going to come, a few of those at least are going to be on the pay-per-view platform now that the GAA are looking to buy out. It really is up in the air, Claire, as regards that, because the GAA, the next media rights deals don't come around for another couple of years anyway. But I don't think there's anything to be concerned about for RTE, because it's in law, basically.
Mm-hmm. And the RTE had no comment to make about any of this. The GAA the same?
The GAA just confirmed that they are retaining the rights. They had nothing to neither confirm nor deny the fact that they are in talks to take over.
All right. Well,
GAA Go.
Read into that, listeners, what you will. John, thanks very much for bringing us the latest on that. That's John Fogarty, who's a Gaelic Games correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Now, the list that you could make to help you tidy up the house before Christmas. Listen, it's a job that most of us are going to have to do, so we might as well do it right. Agnes Boucher-Hayes will be with us after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.